This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads the show are Amazon counterfeits seem to be off the chart. Amazon Essentials, some stuff you just really can't live without. Apple WWDC, what to expect coming next week. And also, California net neutrality. I want to welcome you to episode 1286 of Geek News Central for Thursday, May 31st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider and become a Geek News Central insider, or simply PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Everyone, I give a warm welcome to all the new listeners, all the existing listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed. A few minutes late start to the show tonight. I did an update on the TriCaster over the weekend, and everything looked good until I hit stream and things weren't live. So I had to do some quick configuration changes, but we're up and running. And for those of you listening to the podcast, you don't care, you're listening later. But I want you all to take time, if you're brand new to Geek News Central, I want you to take a dash over to geeknewscentral.com, especially if you're a brand new listener. We want you to get over to the website, get subscribed to the show. It's real simple. Right on the right-hand column of the website, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. The show's also on Spotify, so you can go over there and get it as well if you like Spotify as a place to get the show. Of course, you can sign up for a newsletter as well. That link's a little bit further down on the website. You want to visit Geek News Central daily. That way you can stay abreast of all the latest tech content that my tech writers, my tech team does. So that's really, really important. But we got some ways you can stay engaged. And I want you all to pay attention here, geeknews.chat. This is our Mastodon chat system, and we've had some interaction in there, so go ahead and jump in. Heather is one of the latest posters talking about old Wildcat and BBS days, so geeknews.chat. Join our Mastodon chat system, and then you can submit stuff to me via the right in there, or if you want to, you can join our Slack channel and chat there as well. Of course, you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Again, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel, or just search for Geek News Central on your Apple TV. You can listen on Stitcher, Blueberry.com. And if you have a smart home device, which most of you do, whether it be an Amazon device, a Google device, whether it be a Microsoft Cortana device, you can tell each of those devices to play the podcast Geek News Central. In most cases, that'll get you up and running and have you all connected and listen to the latest edition of this show. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site, written by my GNC team, The New Media Show with my co-host, Mr. Rob Greenley, and soon to come, a new episodes of the Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com. This show is sponsored by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast in the universe, and that's our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. We want you to take time and get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's the page you got to go to in order to invoke and save money on all the deals I have available for you. Whether it be a 30% off new product purchase, 99cent.com, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain for the first year, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. All those are great deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. So check all those out on the website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Go over there, get hooked up. That way you'll stay connected. Help me keep the lights on. Buy your domains, buy your hosting accounts. Everything you can do to support the show is right there. Or, like I said in the intro to the show, become a Geek News Central insider. And again, geeknewscentral.com/insider is the page. And we want to thank all of our all of our insider donations that continue to come in. There's a lot of folks that have been contributing to the show year after year. Some of them at the $25 level per month. I am forever grateful with those contributions, and thank you for your ongoing support here. So let me just kind of give you guys a rundown. Of course, again, thanks for GoDaddy for being a sponsor here, and definitely check the website out at geekandcentral.com/GoDaddy. All right, so let me give you guys a rundown here. I'm going to be honest. Tonight, I'm a little punchy. I don't know what it is. Well, I kind of know what it is. Well, I exactly know what it is. I've been hitting the gym really, really hard. I mean, and I was this past weekend, I was so frustrated in that the needle wasn't moving. Eating right, just something. I was stuck. And so I went to drastic measures Monday. I can't quite figure out why I've been stuck. And I mean, putting the time in, again, you know, doing everything, but I'm just no movement. So I went completely carb free, or very, very limited carbs, like 25, 30 carbs today. And today's the fourth day of it. And yeah, that definitely is helping. So I'm only going to do it for a couple of weeks. And I'm hopefully the change in a little bit of diet is going to kind of kickstart things to move again. And I've had movement this week on the weight front. But you know, it didn't matter. I was keeping my calorie count to about 2,000 calories a day, working out, burning 800 to 900 calories, and the needle wasn't moving. So it was just, and this is not supposed to happen. That's not the formula. So anyway, today I forced myself to go to the gym, and I got off doing my whole workout, and I just, I'm like, I hit the wall today. So when I came back to the house, and my son had color guard practice, which my wife was picking him up at, I basically cooked what I was normally going to cook, and I added a few extra carbs to the dinner tonight. And just because I think maybe I was being a little too aggressive. So it's been a couple hours since I was done at the gym, but I'm feeling a little better. But man, I'm going to tell you, it hasn't been fun. From about 5 p.m. my time, I overdid it. But you know, that's what happens when you get frustrated and you're pushing hard. And so anyway, that's it. I'm taking a testosterone supplement by a company called Cellucor. I think it's a P6. I think that's maybe a little bit of a two. I haven't been taking the full dosage of that. And you really can't take that for a long time. You're supposed to be on 60 days, off 30 days, on sick, you know, you're. So I've got a couple of weeks of that left before I need to take a couple of weeks break on that. But I'm fit, just the weight. Struggling with the weight. But anyway, you guys didn't want to hear that. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys an idea and kind of why I'm a little punchy tonight. And plus last night, for some reason, got in bed, good time. I was going to get good 7 hours of sleep and couldn't go to sleep and tossed and turned. And I never have insomnia. And about midnight, I finally fell asleep and I had to be up at 4:45 for a 5 a.m. call. So I'm a little lacking sleep too. But anyway, on Memorial Day, I was able to relax, went and seen a movie, was able to use my movie pass, got three movies out of the movie pass in May. The rest of the week, of course, this week we were off Monday because of the holiday. It'd just been crazy busy. Blueberry, my company, moved into a new office space today. Today was moving day. They moved everything, and tomorrow morning they'll get everything set up. I've got 50 grand worth of furniture that's been ordered that is a couple of weeks out yet. So they, you know, it's not going to be perfect in there for until that is delivered. So that's in progress. I'm happy about that. We're basically have a lot of room to breathe. They've been watching on Facebook. You've seen some of the pictures I posted. But what's very interesting is it seems like everyone wants something from us and from my company, but yet they want, but they don't have stuff to give. And it's been a little frustrating for me from a business perspective, because as a company, if I'm going to make agreements with people and do stuff, there has to be a road to revenue. You know, if I'm going to put time and putting something together, putting a deal together, has to lead to revenue. So a little frustration on some of that going on, some of those type meetings. I'm behind on a number of things here. As usual, going to be hiring someone. If you're in Columbus or want to move to Columbus and you are, well, I'd like to have a podcaster. And I would like to have someone that has communication skills, has writing skills. We'll have the job announcement up in the next couple of weeks, but we're hiring another person. And it's quite frankly to take the load off both Angelo and I, because we're starting to get stacked up again. So, you know, if you want to become part of our Raw Voice Blueberry team, this is not going to be... this is going to kind of start out at a base level. I want to let you know that. So if you're, you know, you're 20 years in the space and you're, this may not be the job for you, from a salary standpoint. So, but if you're someone, if you're young and looking to get a start and you have the opportunity to move up in a company, drop me an email, because we're definitely going to add some staff, as well. All right. Well, anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. And thanks for everyone for being part of the show and staying subscribed and everything else as I normally, you know, break out. But got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight during the podcast. And again, really want you all to consider, you know, coming over to geeknews.chat and joining the conversation. My real goal here is to really bring this community together. We tried to do it with Slack, and that didn't, you know, that hasn't panned out. There's a number of folks over there, but this is a great way to interact with the community here. And again, geeknews.chat is the page. I want you to think about it. Join. You can sign up right on the page. I don't have to approve you or anything like that. Also, don't forget we're live at live.geeknewscentral.com. So those are a couple of options for you if you want to watch the show live. I start at 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, which is GMT minus 10. All right, the first article I want to talk about today is during the everything that's been going on, GDPR day hit. And we are, thank God, I am behind the GDPR stuff. I think we're 90% done. There's a few things we'll have to touch from here and there. I've added some stuff on Geek News Central for GDPR as well, for when you leave comments on the website, because we know we have a global audience. Lawsuits hit immediately. It's not any surprise, but Max Grimm's filed a formal GDPR complaint against Google, Facebook over forced consent. And then the ICANN went after Germany on, of all things, domain registration. They were contesting that that folks in the EU were not going to be. So when you register a domain, there's really the administrative contact, there's the technical contact, and I think there's one other. I think that's the registration person. All three of those could be different people. And the ICANN said, we have to have that data. And the German court said, no, you don't. You only need the information from the person that registered the domain. A lot of this has to do with the reason ICANN wants all this information submitted is that the It's about copyright violation, who to contact to take content down and all that. So, you know, that's part of the, you know, the battle that's going to ensue here. People are going to be able to better hide themselves behind privacy laws. And enforcement actions are going to be a little bit harder by some of those groups that are looking to go after people that are doing things that they probably shouldn't. So anyway, that's the was the first battle that the German court just basically said, they threw it out. And ICANN's going to appeal. But it's just one of the first things that happened almost immediately when the GDPR law went into effect. But we're done. We're ready. And I'm glad it's behind us. And a lot of money spent, a lot of dev time lost. So it's just, you know, I'm talking with the team. We got to go, go, go. Now it's time to, you know, buckle down. We've got these new spaces, collaborative workspaces, everything to increase productivity. We got a bunch of stuff that's coming up very, very close to delivering. I'm going to have 3 or 4 announcements in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's been good. But let's move on here. Let's talk about Amazon. Amazon has been criticized in the past about having a counterfeit problem in that they've got a lot of goods that are being sold on the website that are, well, essentially counterfeit, and could everything from perfume to watches, to phones, to, designer bags, you name it. And some of the knockoffs can be pretty doggone good. An unsuspecting consumer could end up with a product that is counterfeit and they may not even know. And some of the stuff, though, were clearly fake. But one group detected the Counterfeit Report, TCR, an advocacy group that works with brands to detect fake goods, has found around 58,000 counterfeit products on Amazon since May of 2016. Now, that's a small slice of the 560 million items on the site. But even a single counterfeit is probably too many for most customers. They said that they managed to have 35,000 items taken down, but said the total number of fakes on Amazon could be much higher than 58,000 since that accounts for only brands it represents. So this TCR group only doesn't represent everyone. So there's more. And, you know, they added that manufacturers often have to police sites like Amazon for repeat counterfeit listings, which can become a tedious task. And they've actually gone after some people that are reselling stuff illegally or being a counterfeiter. And basically, Amazon says, hey, we're just the middleman. We get the product. It's in a box. We move it on. We don't open the box and check to see if it's counterfeit. So this is part of Amazon's ongoing problem. So at some point, someone's going to sue Amazon to try to get a handle on this. But be careful if you've been buying designer goods. You're buying Mac or you're buying designer shampoos or soaps, and you know, you might end up with a fake product. You spend all this money for a designer bag or something. You're going to buy the wife something. You know, when it comes to designer stuff, let me give you just an example. If you're going to buy a Louis Vuitton business card holder, the retail for a Louis Vuitton business card holder, believe it or not, is $395. If you go online and find a Louis Vuitton leather business card holder for $305 and it's being sold as new, there's something wrong, because Louis Vuitton authorized dealers are not, they all have a minimum retail they have to sell stuff for. So you're probably getting a fake. You know, if you're going to buy a fake, you know, you pay $10 for the fake. You don't pay $305 when it costs $395. So, and then I'm not saying you should buy a fake, but this is the reality here. Okay. You know, I'm getting ready to go on this overseas trip. I'm very well aware of counterfeits throughout Asia. I'm not going to be buying anything that's designer brand that I would bring home. Matter of fact, I'd be very careful in buying anything because I could end up with something. Then I get back to the United States, I go through customs and they take a look at it and they confiscate it because it's counterfeit. So you have to be really, really careful. If you're buying out of a, if you go into, you know, you're in Hong Kong or you're in mainland China and you go into a store that is, you know, you're going to know based upon where that store is located, and you're going to know if it's a, you know, a Rolex shop or if it's, you know, if, whatever it may be, Gucci or whatever you may be buying brand name. There's a big difference between those fronted stores, which are beautiful and lots of money been spent on them, as compared to going down an alleyway and someone selling you something that, oh yeah, it's real. Ha ha ha. One thing I do like about Amazon, and I buy a lot of this stuff, is Amazon Basics, and specifically PC series. A PC, PC accessories. And the folks at CNET has done a good job walking through, whether it be a mouse, whether it be an adapter for Ethernet, whether it be laptop sleeves, whether it be a mouse pad, laptop bags, keyboards, gamer keyboards, you know, big time difference in price. You know, $35.99 compared to a couple hundred bucks. And these keyboards are really, you know, awesome. And, you know, they've got all these basic items. They're available. USB Type-C to USB 3.1, $5.99. You know, all this basic stuff that's available that really is Amazon Basics for PC stuff. It's a great, great deal. And so definitely check that out. Link will be up in the show notes for you to, so, you know, no need to buy some of these name brand stuff. They'll save you a lot of money over there on that, all right? And it's not fake, too. All right, Apple's WWDC is coming. It launches on my birthday. And the keynote starts at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on June 4th. And as always, lots of sites will be there. Gizmodo, The Verge, all those folks will be there. And, you know, we're looking, and actually there's may have been a secret release already, but there's going to be some iOS 12 updates, as we would expect, some interface updates. There's a rumor on macOS 10.1.4, a little quieter on that. There's going to be a Watch OS 5 update. Siri's probably going to get some work, the TV OS. We may even see a MacBook Pro refresh, MacBook Air. It could even be some iPhone announcements as well. And so we'll see what happens next week during the keynote here. But definitely a big day for Apple fans on what's coming through, you know, almost immediately through the rest of the year. And if you want a reminder to watch next week's WWDC keynote from Apple's Twitter account, they've got the ability for you to set a notification so that you get a reminder that the keynote is happening so you don't miss it. I think it's just probably easier to schedule a calendar post in your calendar if you want to watch. But there are some questions. What is Apple hiding in iOS 11.4? And if you've installed this update, apparently there's a couple of Easter eggs. So if you've looked at AirPlay 2 and messages in iCloud, did you happen to take a look at the contents of the security updates? It says details available soon. And Apple hasn't disclosed details concerning the security content of the new software. It hasn't revealed anything concerning USB restricted mode, which apparently makes it harder for people to hack your device. But apparently they're going to announce these security enhancements basically during WWDC. They're going to unlock it. So, that's kind of cool. They've made the software so it'll unlock itself during the event. Which is pretty smart if you think about it. A little trick up Apple's sleeve. I found a very fascinating article about the Chinese president Xi, where he's talking about innovation independence. Now, we've talked about this a lot on the show, in that you go to like Consumer Electronics Show or any major event, the Chinese are there with four or five people. One person's got a camera, another person's got a notepad, and they're going through every menu, click, click, click. They're looking at their tape measuring. I mean, they're literally doing intellectual property theft right in the booth at CES. And it's really annoying, to say the least. But he made a speech today, and he signaled that China needs to innovate for itself rather than source technology from the rest of the world. His speech came at the 19th Academician meeting of the Chinese Academy of Sciences and the 14th Academician meeting of the Chinese Academy of Engineering. He says, to achieve the great goal of building a socialist, a modernized nation, and realize the Chinese dream of a great rejuvenation of Chinese nation, we must have strong scientific, technological strength, and innovation capabilities. But this is the problem. The way the Chinese school study examination system is, it's purely designed on copying and studying and memorizing. It's nothing about having programs that help invoke innovation and creative ideas. In the podcasting space, I have a competitor who is they're Chinese based, and they've done a fantastic job of copying many of the features on all the different hosting sites and basically duplicating that effort. And it's, you know, and they had the manpower and the, you know, the wages they didn't have to pay based upon having devs in China to be able to, you know, bring all that stuff to market quickly. And but you don't see too much stuff, in my opinion, coming from them that is actually innovative. A lot of copied stuff, but again, not a lot of innovation. So this is a big problem for China. And I don't know how they overcome this. I wish they'd stop doing intellectual property theft. It's a real problem. Only time will tell whether or not they can do that. All right, California Senate has passed a vote to bring net neutrality laws to the state. And by the way, if you guys are on live, make sure you say hi, live.geeknewscentral.com, or on Facebook, say hi to me in the chat. I'd love to hear from you. But this rules is a lot stricter than what the FCC previously had in place. And we knew this was coming. The bill was passed in a vote of 23 to 12, with 23 yeses being Democrats and 12 noes going to Republicans. And should this bill become law, it would ban ISPs from blocking websites, throttling data speeds, or participating in paid prioritization deals. Again, the California bill goes a step further by banning any paid data cap exceptions. So there's some work to do. The bill must be approved by the California State Assembly and the governor. But considering the Governor Brown's a Democrat and the State Assembly has a Democratic majority, this will probably push through without any problem. All right, there's a number of folks that are a little bit confused when it comes to YouTube Music Premium. And the folks over Android Sensor says it doesn't make sense in the ad, and that's why it exists. And essentially what they have done, what YouTube has done, is nothing more than a price increase. This is just a price increase and a restacking of stuff. And, you know, if you're subscribed to one of Google's music media apps, you're subscribed to all three of them. If you signed up back in 2013, if you signed up for YouTube Red back in 2015, you pay $9.99 a month and you have unlimited subscription to Google Play Music, YouTube Red, and premium service in YouTube Music. But enter YouTube Music Premium and now it's $9.99 a month for YouTube Music Premium to get rid of ads and enable background offline playback. Or you can pay $11.99 a month to get YouTube Premium to get rid of the ads and also playback YouTube, YouTube Music, and YouTube Kids, YouTube Gaming, YouTube VR, and Google Play, and access YouTube original content. So they just squeaked a couple more bucks out of everybody. And so anyway, that if you've been confused, this article breaks it down on what they've really done. He said, seen that's got an article of a speaker. It's called Tribit, and it's $30, and it's a cheap. It's pretty cheap. They're actually $36. Oh, it's was $36. Now it's $30. So, if you're looking for a relatively inexpensive portable speaker, this may be the deal. $30 if you got a birthday present you need to buy. Something to consider. You know, when it comes to Kickstarters, I'm a big fan of Kickstarters. Matter of fact, the Kickstarter that I supported here recently, it delivered. It's a stabilization unit for a DSLR. It's much more inexpensive than what it would have cost me to buy it, a mainstream retail one, and it works great. I just got it. But in this Kickstarter, I'm questioning the need here. How many of you have cats? All right. We've got a couple of cats that run around the house here. And in my house, there's not a lot of closed doors, per se. Do you have a lot of closed doors in your house? Do you shut off certain parts of the house? Or maybe you shut certain parts of the house off to the cats? You don't let them? I came home today and my daughter's big white cat was laying on my bed. I'd put some laundry there. And of course, what did he do? He laid right down in the middle of the laundry. Didn't make me too happy there. Had to shake the cat hair out as I was folding stuff up. But this particular Kickstarter is called Kitty Corner. And it's a simple hinge system that requires a single cut across the lower corner of a door. Don't do this if you're renting. It's meant for interior doors. Allow your cat to come and go as it pleases while still keeping the kids and dogs out of the room. So it's basically a little kit that allows you to add a flap. Basically, you cut your door, then you add the flap to be able to, I don't know, you know, but it's raised a whole bunch of money here. I don't have a dog right now, so it's not an issue. But I guess if you have cats and dogs, maybe that's the reason for it. I don't know. There's a good article over on Lifehacker that talks about what to do if there's a data breach. You know, all of us have been affected by a data breach of some kind. And, you know, you're going to be ready for the consequences of stuff that you're going to want to keep an eye on. And it's got a good list here of things that you need to do. Basically, keep an eye on your credit card. You check on your savings and checking account, your tax return, whether it be your Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, getting access to your 401k. They can open a utility account in your name. Just had a friend that happened to him, or even worse, take out a loan in your name, like a student loan or a payday loan, take out a mortgage. You know, it can get really, really ugly. So, you know, I've been really big. I use LifeLock. It's not an endorsement, but it's something I pay for. But I also subscribe to a couple of other services that allows me to monitor everything going on with my credit and my accounts. And if I have any suspicion, I can do it. Basically, pick up a phone or go log into a website and lay on credit freezes on everything I have. And it's always good to keep an eye on this, to check your credit reports, check your bank statements. You know, there's something came into my bank statement the other day and I looked at it and I'm like, Chris, did you buy this? And I mean, he says, yes. I'm like, you're okay. Get your allowance out. You need to pay me for this, you know. And so keep an eye on those charges. Stuff can slip in there, and if you don't watch it close, you're going to miss it. All right, it's summertime. Kids are getting out of school. Today was the last day of school for my son. He's on summer break now. Getting ready to go to camp tomorrow for 3 or 4 days. I got to get him over there to that. But if you're looking for some flights, if you haven't booked a summer trip yet, you have a few more hours. Take advantage of JetBlue's Sail Into Summer event and snag flights as low as $34 one way. Eligible travel dates are June 6th to June 20th. You need to book by 11. Oh, we may have missed it. 11:59 p.m. Eastern tonight. I'm sorry. We've lost this. This was something that was posted yesterday, so it's too late. But go over to JetBlue and see if they have any of those deals still left. But airline tickets are way up. I booked tickets to Philly for Podcast Movement. Most expensive airline ticket I've bought in a number of years. I don't know what it is with Philly. Ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous amount of money to go to Philly. All right, what's new to stream on Amazon Prime for June? Well, Babylon 5, Rescue Me, The Waltons, 1492, Conquest of Paradise, As Good as Dead, August Rush, Blood and Glory, Burnt Offerings. Some of these are old. Disaster Artist, new. What else? So pretty good list of stuff that's coming. Lady Bird is coming in June 3rd. Lion of Lambs, June 5th. June 9th, Brave and Precious is available. Goliath Season 2. Suits at the end of June. So a bunch of movies coming to Amazon Prime. List to be up in the show notes for you, right? All right, if you got an Android, if you're an Android user, do this for me. Go to your Google search and put in the 1975.com. All right, listen to this. The 1975 .com. Put that in your search and look at your results. It appears that typing that causes your most recent text messages to pop up. This was found by a Redditor. He was trying to go a website and it shows all of his recent text. And as worrisome as this may seem, it's not something you should be too concerned about, according to folks at Android Central. Turning off SMS permissions for Google app prevents this bug from popping up, meaning it is a local issue and not something that someone can trigger remotely. All right. Link will be up in the show notes. If you don't know how to shut that off, they've got a link in the show notes on how to do that. All right. All right. Walmart. I don't normally shop at Walmart, but Walmart's blowing out the previous generation iPad starting at $249. So there's a deal on there. It's a 32 gig fifth gen tablet marked down to $249, $80 less than the equivalent sixth gen, as well as 128 gig model for $329 at $100 less. This is the iPad. We have a couple of these iPads in the house. So it's a pretty good iPad, $249, all right? It's being suggested that alien life may thrive on the moons of 121 giant planets. So they've been doing some testing and they've come up with a list of where human life could be, where life could be. If there's human life out there somewhere else, that would be news, right? There'd be life, and they've listed some planets and habitable zones, and they've come up with a number. So pretty cool. 121's the number right now. We can't get there to check it out, but who knows? You know, Seattle, you know, while I was gone, I think Seattle announced their tax. They approved it, much to the chagrin of Apple. I'm not Apple, of Amazon and some others. And, you know, it's going to cost Seattle some business. Companies are, you know, not going to expand as rapidly there. But San Francisco, I think, has a bigger looming issue. Some San Francisco protesters threw scooters into the street to block tech commuters. The protests involved the city's effort to remove homeless tent camps. In Hawaii, we have a houseless problem. There are some homeless, but it's largely unaffordable housing, and many houseless people here have jobs. They've moved here, found out the cost of living was too high. It's one of the reasons why I want to leave. It's truly crazy. And so in San Francisco, these protesters are, you know, stopping people from being able to go to work. And then, you know, they're doing social actions to, you know, bring attention to the homeless. Here in Honolulu, they pee in the street, pee in the corners, they defecate. It's bad in places. And you clean them up in one area and they move to another. And the city spends literally millions of dollars every year cleaning up homeless camps. And, you know, you got a real problem in San Francisco. But yet, here we have these protesters doing this. At what point do these companies say, screw it, I'm out of here. It's time to leave. It's time to leave California tax. It's time to go somewhere else. Frankly, I hope they don't. I want those companies all to stay in California and you know, do what they do over there instead of ruining and bringing a high cost of living to like what's happening in Austin and different places like that where people are moving to. And changing really truly the fabric of the country. It's definitely a point where that's what these folks want in these protests. They want them to leave. And these types of protests probably doesn't help the image of San Francisco at all. The last time I was there, I have no desire whatsoever to go back to San Francisco anytime soon. All right, moving on to space news. Bad weather and additional tests have delayed the SpaceX satellite launch. And they've delayed the latest launch of the SES satellite to run additional tests. They had only 40% chance of the weather being good to go. This is a Block 4 Falcon 9 rocket that's going to take a pretty heavy satellite into space, one of the heaviest ones they've lifted. They're not going to try to recover the stage. This has already been used once before. They're going to dump it in the ocean because the Block 5s are coming on board. So maybe we'll have a launch on Monday. So we'll keep an eye out for that. I was not even tracking, to be honest with you. I like watching those launches. Sprint is saying that the merger with the T-Mobile will create robust competition, and that even if the merger has challenges through the FTC and FCC, that Sprint's going to continue on and continues to build its network out and so forth. But I think that we'll see what happens here with this merger. But you know, Sprint and T-Mobile have been bashing head to head for a long time, and so now they're joining forces, and we'll see what happens. Of course, the Department of Justice must review the T-Mobile Sprint merger and to determine whether it violates antitrust laws. And the way the current administration is, this could run up into issues. It really, really could. So we'll see where this goes. Ticketfly, have you ever used this site? Well, they took their website offline as it scrambles to recover from a hack. And they were totally compromised. And they actually took their site offline. That is incredible. It must be bad. It must be really, really bad. Russia wants to talk to Zuckerberg. Russia wants Zuckerberg to testify for them as well. And Mark, don't go. Don't go to Russia. You might end up in the gulag. But anyway, the Russian parliament has summoned Zuckerberg. And they're going to issue an order and they would organize his arrival. We know that Zuck talked to the European Parliament 2 weeks ago, and he's been to Congress twice, and the Russian senators want Zuckerberg to testify on topics such as information security, privacy, and dissemination of harmful content. So, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Oh, what is going on here? You guys were watching. Do you guys see that? My mic did a flip there. It's not supposed to happen. Gosh. Everything's crooked now. All right. AT&T apparently wants to settle with the FTC to avoid unlimited data throttling lawsuit. They've given up their attempt to cripple FTC authority, and they have not. What was going on is several weeks ago, AT&T said it intended to appeal its loss in its case to the Supreme Court, but they did not file a petition to the Supreme Court and didn't ask for a deadline extension. As you remember, AT&T has been trying to limit the FTC authority since October of 2014. So while AT&T's ruled out a Supreme Court appeal, the FTC can finally pursue its case against AT&T and try to secure refunds for affected customers. AT&T's decision also means that traditional phone companies will have to face some net neutrality oversight from the FTC after it finalizes its net neutrality repeal. And I don't fully understand that, but AT&T says we decide not to seek this review. We know that the FTC is barred from regulating common carriers, and AT&T has long been a common carrier for its mobile voice and landline phone service. But so there's an interesting tactic being played here. And ultimately, the FTC is going to be limited in what it can do. It can invoke fines, but it really can't invoke rules after they remove the net neutrality rule. So it's a mess, but interesting tactic by the folks at AT&T. Should not come as a surprise. Teenagers are more interested than ever in YouTube. And of course, YouTube's home to the world's growing influencer and vlogger base. According to a recent study conducted by Pew Research, 85% of teenagers aged 13 to 17 say they use a platform. Closely behind are Instagram at 72%, Snapchat at 69%. I look at how much my kid's watching educational. I track what he watches. His laptop is in the living room and he's not allowed to delete history. And I go through this and he uses it to go and find editing tips. I'm amazed at the stuff that he watches on YouTube that I had no idea existed, but it's obviously out there. So, not a surprise, 13 to 17. I got one right in that demographic. It's hot and heavy. All right, the latest cover of Time magazine is composed of 958 Intel drones. They got a pretty cool video on how they shot it, what the technology was used, and kind of a cool, about 4 minutes, but worth of your time to go check it out. Link will be up in the show notes. And does anybody actually buy magazines anymore? I only get magazines if they're given to me for free. I don't buy any magazines at all. So, Face recognition is now being used in schools. Officials at the Lockport, New York School Districts have purchased face recognition technology as part of the purported effort to prevent school shootings. Starting in September 10 of Lockport District school buildings just north of Buffalo will be outfitted with a surveillance system that can identify faces and objects. The software known as Aegis was developed by SN Technologies Corporation, which is a Canadian biometrics firm that specializes in and advertises to schools, and it can be used to alert officials to whether sex offenders, suspended students, fired employees, suspected gang members, or anyone else placed on the school's blacklist enter the premises. Aegis also sends alerts anytime one of the top 10 most popular guns used in school shootings appears in a view of a camera. The district is spending most of its recent $4 million state smart school grant on these and other enhancements. Very, very smart. Good on them for putting that security in. All right, over at Tech Times, Google Chrome version 67 will allow for more password-less sign-ins. Apparently, this new feature comes from the Web Authentication Standard launched this past March by the FIDIO Alliance and W3C to let users sign in virtually to any online service through unique credentials, such as your cell phone, something with a biometric, all kinds of different ways to log into websites without actually having to type or retrieve a password from your password vault. AWS today had an outage in US East 1. I've got servers in US East 1. For my Raw Voice Blueberry, and the lines didn't explode, so we must have dodged a bullet here. But a lot of people are still having trouble getting back online, so an outage over there. In the camera front, Canon has ended sales for its last film camera. So if you're a Canon fan and you have a film camera, you better hold on to it tight. There's going to be no more sales. According to Canon's statement, it will repair existing EOS 1V units until October 31st, 2025. They basically, the EOS 1V is its last camera. It was launched in 2000, and production actually ceased back in 2010, but it took 8 years to get rid of the stock. And so these are going to become collector items here. And although this means that Canon is no longer selling you film cameras, it doesn't mean the death of film, at least not yet. Nikon still sells two film cameras, the F6 and the FM10. But with digital the way it is, I don't know. All right, Father's Day, dads and moms, is coming. And the folks over at Android Central have a nice list of potential Father's Day stuff that you can check out. That link will be up in the show notes. Also, the Alcatel 1X Android Go Edition smartphone launches in the United States for $99. So, while Apple, Samsung, and Google have phones in the $900,000 range, there are these other phones that continue in the sub-300 market. They continue to sell well. All right, I'm wrapping up here quick today. I'm a little ahead of schedule, obviously. And let's see if I had any email come in. I don't think there was any additional email from the last show. But back to normal schedule. No holidays ahead. I'll be back with you on Monday. If you have comments about today's show, I want you to drop me an email. That's real easy to do. geeknews@gmail.com. geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, I want you to take some time and visit the website, support our sponsors. That's the most important thing. But I'm glad to be able to finish up a little early. I'm a little, like I said, I'm punchy. I'm going to get the show in the can here. And there's a bed calling my name. So everyone, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time here in Geek News Central. And take care. We'll see you. Aloha.